The second public hearing in 2 weeks on the proposed ordinance to clean up the air locally took place under a blanket of smog that's been sitting on top of this area for several days now, since the cold snap set in last week. That was reflected in comments by Assembly Deputy Presiding Officer John Davies when he opened the hearing.
The levels of pollution are serious and constitute a true health issue.
Like the previous proceeding, another standing room only crowd turned out again to testify for and against the ordinance crafted by Davies and Assembly members Catherine Dodge and Janice Golub. Dodge and Golub pointed out the changes in the ordinance based on public comments eased up on many of the penalties spelled out in the ordinance. Offenders could be allowed to attend a class instead of paying a fine. Lenience could be offered for people suffering economic hardship, and rules could be suspended during blackouts to allow people to wood heat their homes until the power comes back on. The changes included some loosening of restrictions on selling homes with older wood burners, but Board of Realtors President Randy Carnahan says those didn't go far enough.
Preventing non-compliant homeowners from selling their property, we feel, is an impractical approach and detrimental to the housing market.
Other comments on the economic impact of poor air quality included how it might make the area's military installations more vulnerable to base realignment and closure. But perhaps the most commonly repeated theme was about how poor air quality affected health. Some expressed doubts that a direct connection could be made with problems caused by smoke from wood-burning heating systems, like Luke Mowry, who lives in Fox. He says he was born and raised here in a wood-heated home and says he didn't suffer any health problems.
Got wood heat. Use it quite a bit. My place has our primary source of heat. My boy was born with respiratory issues, so I know that piece of it, too.
Bob Hook is a 37-year resident of North Pole. He says he burns 6 or 7 cords of wood a year at his house, and even though he suffers from multiple respiratory ailments, he believes they can't be directly linked to local air quality problems.
I have, in the last 8 years, developed asthma. I have COPD. I have respiratory issues. And can I directly correlate those to air quality? No.
Hook says more research would be required to make a direct connection like that, but he thinks poor air quality is at least a contributing factor, and because of that, he supports the proposed ordinance. Local healthcare professional Jennifer Nelson says Fairbanks Memorial Hospital has begun collecting data on whether and how much air quality affects the health of area residents. Nelson is director of the hospital's emergency services, forensic nursing, and trauma services. She says the hospital wants to offer its perspective on those health impacts.
There's been lots of comments made, but some of them were not necessarily backed up by hard data. So we feel the responsibility of Fairbanks Memorial Hospital is to provide some HIPAA-compliant data to aid in this discussion as it relates to our health.
Nelson says hospital staff crunched numbers recently and found a rise in emergency room admissions from 4 areas locally that registered high quantities of respiratory tract irritating particulate matter, or so-called PM2.5.
We have quite a number of respiratory-related chief complaints, from wheezing, shortness of air, cough.
Nelson says the data is preliminary and that further studies are needed. She says the hospital is willing to conduct those studies, and Dodge enthusiastically encouraged her to proceed. The Assembly will include that data and all the public comments when it considers adoption of the air quality ordinance in its February 12th meeting. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.